parks and trailheads are also reopening around the country, allowing people to get back into nature after coronavirus lockdowns. But not everyone has the same access to open spaces. Black people have often felt excluded and unwelcomed outdoors. Monica Samayoa of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports on an effort to change that.
Before Tara Cooper moved to Portland, she fell in love with Oregon's lush green forests and what seemed like never-ending opportunities to enjoy nature. But once she arrived with her son, things changed.
I would love to have been able to go camping more or do more nature-y things and even do some off-the-grid camping if the opportunity came up. But I would never do that in Oregon.
Cooper is Black, and she says when she did go out for a hike, she felt unwelcome by white people, invisible, and that she didn't belong.
But just the way they're staring at you lets you know there's something wrong. You don't belong here. Who are you and why are you here? And it's not like they're looking at all strangers that way. They're looking at me and my son that way.
There's mounting scientific evidence that spending time surrounded by nature helps reduce stress and improves our physical and mental health. It's not strictly economic inequality that is keeping so many in the Black community from accessing outdoor recreation. Outdoor diversity groups have found that it's common for Black people to feel excluded, uncomfortable, and unwelcome when they try to enjoy outdoor activities. RuMap is the CEO and founder of the nonprofit organization Outdoor Afro, which focuses on empowering, connecting, and celebrating Black people in nature. She said fixing the issue is not as easy as putting up welcome signs at a park.
We have to really remember our history when we're talking about Black people in the outdoors and not forget that there's people like a living generational memory of people who've experienced terror and all kinds of signs and symbols of unwelcoming.
Last year, the National Park Service had 327 million visitors in all its national parks. Surveys show only 6% of those visitors were Black. Meanwhile, more than 70% of park visitors were white. Recent data from the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department reveals Black people are among the most underrepresented visitors to state parks. They make up 2.2% of Oregon's population and less than 1% of day visitors. Spokesman Chris Havel says his department has been struggling with this issue for years and has been working with community organizations to find solutions.
And that's meant having really challenging conversations with our own staff, reaching out to those community groups for group and one-on-one meetings, working with representatives in those communities to do different kinds of media outreach, and even hosting events.
U.S. Navy veteran Chad Brown has experienced racism beyond hiking trails and campgrounds. Brown is a Black man whose favorite outdoor activity is fly fishing. It's a predominantly white sport, and when he reaches a remote part of the river, he senses that people immediately start sizing him up, even down to what kind of gear he has. This is what he calls the white savior mentality.
I'm the expert, or this is my house, or this is my land, or this is my river. Type of mentality where I have to come to you for permission.
He's also had his life threatened on several occasions, and he's thought about what would happen if he used his gun to protect himself or his dog.
The bottom line is two things going to happen to me. Either I'm going to go 6 feet under, or I'm going to get hauled off and go to jail.
But Brown says he's not one to let racism keep himself or other people of color from enjoying the outdoors. He created an organization called Soul River, Inc., which works with veterans and youth of color from cities like Portland, introducing them to outdoor recreational activities. Brown takes his group into wild places. They learn about ecosystems and the environmental challenges confronting these places. Most importantly, he provides a safe space and says the organization works to dismantle the ignorance, hate, and racism Black youth and other people of color face. Among the people that Brown's taken on what he calls deployments into the outdoors are Tara Cooper and her son.
I was actually assigned as an adult volunteer to go on a deployment, and my son found out and had a fit. He's like, you're going camp? Am I going?
She said one of the main reasons she felt comfortable going on the outing with her son was the fact that the leader of the group was a Black man. For Here and Now, I'm Monica Samayoa.